This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning back in to Winning with Wellness. I am thrilled to have you here and also honored to have Pramila. She is going to be sharing her wisdom around healing, and I can't wait to dig into this. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Jenny. I'm very, very excited to be on your podcast today.
Well, I can't wait to tell everybody that's listening a little bit about you, and then I would love to dig into our conversation. So Pramila Parham is a certified body code and emotion practitioner. Through her company, Vibrational Healing, she provides emotional healing sessions, individual consultations on aligning beliefs, and past lifetime healing, which teach strategies on how to expand self-awareness and be empowered to make positive life changes. So I cannot wait to dig into this topic because this is going to be very new for many, many people. So I want to start by asking, can you share what vibrational healing actually means and what it does?
Well, we are all made up of vibration, which we don't necessarily think about. We think of ourselves as just a physical body. We don't necessarily understand that we are vibration. We are our electromagnetic field, which some people call an aura. And that is part of who we are, just as much as our physicality is part of who we are. So I started studying this just for myself. Just wanted to feel more in balance. And I was very fortunate that I met a woman when I lived up in Edmonton, and I studied under her for 8 years, just trying to understand vibration, trying to understand how I could stay in balance. I really always wanted to be in joy, and that was all part of being in vibration and being in positive vibration. So fast forward a few years and I started my company. And so it just made sense to call it vibrational healing. Mm-hmm. So we can look at the vibration that we have in the world, the vibration that we have personally, and also the vibration that we give out to the world.
And what is really fascinating is we are so in tune to energy, but many of us aren't aware of that, right? We're, you know, but we've all walked into a room where you're like, woof. You can feel that something went down before you walked in the room, right? And that really is an example of energy. So when you think about what you do and the process and the understanding and knowledge that you've done, if you were to look back at your younger self and the wellness journey you've been on, is there anything that you would love to tell your younger self right now?
That's a great question. I think I would be telling my younger self not to take myself so seriously. I was an only child until my sister came along. I was an only child for 7.5 years. So I kind of was raised with adults. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of wondered why I was always so adult. And so, you know, I mean, I've had a fabulous life, and I had lots of things that I've done in my life, which I'm thrilled that I've had a varied life of different things. And I think one of the things that I definitely would be giving myself advice was just, you know, have fun, relax a little bit, enjoy the journey. Of course, we didn't hear those words when we were growing up about, you know, it's all in the journey. It's not just that end goal or the goal, what you're trying to get to. So that's definitely one of the things I would be giving myself advice on.
And I love that advice, because many of us were raised with the, it's the goal. It's not about the journey. So to see that it is transitioning is incredible. When you think about wellness and the modalities that you tap in and provide, how do they help people in overall wellness? What are the main goals of and benefits of working in that vibrational space?
Well, you know, I've come to the realization that for myself, I want love and peace and joy in my life. And so I truly believe the work that I do, whether it's assisting someone with some physical pain or discomfort or mental or emotional anguish, that I'm assisting them into being the best version of who they are, mm-hmm. so that they can now enjoy life and get joy out of life. Because I truly believe when we are in that state of joy, we in fact are, we're waking up and showing up to the world our best version. And so then we're in service. Then we're not just worried about us and worried about, you know, our emotional, physical, mental being. We're actually feeling the best we can possibly be. And so then we're out serving the world, which, you know, I truly believe the world needs all of us out there serving. Yes.
I couldn't agree with you more. We need to all shine our lights as brightly as possible.
Yeah. And you know, we weren't taught that. We were actually taught to hide our light under a bushel, because that was being conceited, or that was being having your, you know, a big head, or you were too big for your britches. My mother was a farm girl, so that right. was always a saying of hers. So we weren't taught to do that, and we weren't taught that. Yes, actually, we're being better people by showing our light and trying to make the world a better place.
And when we think about the modality that you offer, I want to tap in. There are probably some people that have never had vibrational healing done. Can you walk people through what an experience would look like? Like if they're brand new, you know, I know there's listeners on here that A, are like, vibrational healing, what the heck is that? Two, what does that look like? You know, like, I'm afraid to book an appointment because I don't know what's going to happen. Can you?
Never be afraid, because I'll always explain it beforehand. So there's different modalities that I offer. The main modality, as you mentioned in the introduction, is the body code and the emotion code. So that was created by Dr. Bradley Nelson. He was a chiropractor for many years. And so he created this protocol that he's now trained practitioners like myself all over the world, where we can identify, with the permission of our client, obviously, what are these emotions? He calls them trapped emotions that could be stuck in the subconscious. So if they're in our subconscious, where they're not in our cognitive brain, mm-hmm. necessarily. So we don't even know they might be running the show. And these trapped emotions can show up from any kind of incident, accident, a trauma. Some we remember or may not remember. There's different types of trapped emotions. You could inherit some from your parents. There's one called prenatal, which means something was going on with your mother when she was pregnant with you, but you got the trapped emotion. You can absorb trapped emotions from other people. I have to say, like, we don't have enough of our own absorbing other people's, but you know, a lot of us are very sensitive people, and so we can absorb other people's emotions and not even realize it. So when we look at the protocol that Dr. Bradley Nelson created, we're looking at finding these trapped emotions, and then we're releasing them out of the subconscious. Now, the subconscious it knows everything. It's got all our memories. It's got all of our emotions. And so it's actually very even stronger than the conscious brain. Mm-hmm. Subconscious actually has 90% cognitive function versus 10% of the cognitive brain. Now, we're not taught that. We're taught right. It the other way around.
Yes, we are.
It's our cognitive brain that is the smart one. And actually, we also, our hearts have a brain. there's a science that is being developed called, there's an institute in California called the HeartMath Institute. So the scientists are continually finding that actually our heart has a stronger brain than this brain, and it goes that way, not the other way around. Again, we're not taught that, right? But sciences and spirituality has really come into its own, I'd say, in the last 10, 15 years. So, and of course, I've been always interested in that. So I study people like Dr. Bruce Lipton. He talks about the subconscious basement. I don't know why I like that term. It's like, okay, it's in the basement. Let's get it out of the basement.
Right.
Greg Braden is always, you know, he's a fabulous scientist. He was a geologist. And so he's done a lot of studying with ancient civilizations that are healthy. These people are living to be 125 and they have no illnesses in their community at all. So again, it's what our thoughts have been over the years and what we've been programmed to think. Oh, I'm now old, so now I need to, I've got an ache or I've got a pain, so that's because I'm old. We don't need to think like that, but of course, you know, over time, that's how we've been educated. So just to completely look at, well, what are these emotions? A lot of people are very anxious right now, and that's certainly understandable. We've been in a pandemic for over 18 months. But what does that mean? What, how do people will experience anxiety in a different way? So maybe that anxiety, which is one of the trapped emotions, it could have been trapped in your subconscious back when you were a child when something happened. Mm. So we can release it out of the subconscious. Now, that doesn't mean that once it's released once, it's gone, because there's layers. So depending on, you know, our age, we may have more layers than other people. And so I use the analogy of an onion. So the more layers we have, we need to sometimes heal those top layers of emotion to get to the underlying layers that really need the healing.
Mm-hmm. And so when someone books with you, is obviously you do your intake, you talk to them, and then let's say that we're in a session currently right now and you're working through an emotion, what can someone expect to experience?
A lot of my clients feel lighter. Mm-hmm. Because we use the analogy as well of balls of negative energy. So mm-hmm. these trapped emotions are like balls about the size of your fist. They're negative energy. So when we release those out of the subconscious, people feel tingly, they'll feel lighter, they'll start yawning.
Okay,
because that could be by releasing this energy, oftentimes, depending on how many trapped emotions we find in a session, and we can find anywhere from 10 to 20. It just depends on the client, depends on the issue, what they want to work on. So if we're getting up past 12, I usually say you might want to have a nap this afternoon, because that's what their body is telling them. Okay, I've got rid of these balls of negative energy. And so I'm feeling a bit fatigued. It doesn't last long, maybe a couple of days, but it's the body, the physical body and the energy body getting back into sync.
I love that. When we think about, so, you know, those of us that are listening, and I think, you know, myself included, just really digging into realizing it takes time to let things, we've fostered them, we've nurtured them, we've held on to them. It takes time to break through this, you know, and like you say, peel back the layers.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, one session is good, mm-hmm. But I offer some packages of 3 sessions and 5 sessions, because again, we want to get to those layers that really need the healing. Mm-hmm. And with my background in studying, when I was studying just for myself, about vibrational healing, my teacher was always very concerned that our physical body and our energy body were in sync. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the questions I always ask near the end of the session. Does the body want to release anymore? Mm-hmm. Because if the body says no, then we may have released, you know, 15 or 20 trapped emotions in that one session. But that doesn't mean there's not more.
Right.
It's just that the body has decided that's enough for the
it's
day.
It's done. I've had enough today. It's kind of like I do doing have sit-ups, right? It's like I've done enough sit-ups today. Do I need to do more? No.
Very similar. Yes.
Right.
So I do have clients that book with me for, you know, three sessions. I have a couple of clients that I've worked with for a few years and they book once a month. Right. They'll sign up for five sessions and then we have a session once a month. They call it their maintenance. Yeah. So it just helps, especially right now. I'm finding too, some of my clients that are, they're still really working through this whole process of the anxiety about the pandemic. And we don't know where we're going yet. You know, even a year ago, we were a bit more hopeful once we thought, oh, we got a vaccine. Great. Not necessarily, because now there's, you know, new streams of the virus and people are still very anxious. So it's always good to start to release those trapped emotions, because then you're going to start to feel healthier. And the thing about the trapped emotions as well is if they fester too long, any of my clients that have come to me with a physical ailment, once we've released those trapped emotions, it's gone away. So that's what's going to happen in your body. It's going to become, there'll be a, we call it disease, but it's actually a dis-ease of something that's going on in the body physically. And I truly believe it's because of emotions.
Well, we know that stress and is the catalyst for all things not good.
You know,
so when you think about in this podcast and the passion behind it and why I, you know, stepped into doing this was to really help people redefine their wellness and creating a proactive resource and a belief system around health. Why do you think redefining wellness is important?
Oh my goodness. That is such a fabulous question. Well, we need to be we need to be well, we need to be healthy. If we're not healthy, you know, there's, we have all sorts of issues. We can, you know, we'll get diabetes. The worst, you know, the one we always fear is cancer. So I've been on a wellness journey probably for 40 years or more, because my mom passed away at a very young age, and it was due to a protocol that she had been on, and it had affected her kidneys. So she wasn't an overly active woman. And so we realized afterwards that really she needed her body to be there for her. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've always done, you know, watched my diet, always done exercise, always tried to be fit. And it's so important for us to know our own bodies and understand our own bodies and know what we can, what keeps us healthy. Mm-hmm. And that takes a little bit of time and a little bit of research. And I'm passionate about creating a proactive wellness society. As I said earlier, for too long, we've been a reactive illness society. We've run to the doctor, you know, the doctor's got the magic pill. Well, the magic pill may have a whole whack of side effects that you aren't aware of. You know, people are, I really truly believe in the last 18 months that people have done a paradigm shift in looking after their own health and being responsible for their health. We wear masks now. We do physical distancing. We don't go out if we don't feel well. We don't want to be around anybody if we don't feel well. You know, a few years ago, people would just run to the emergency for any little thing. People don't want to go anywhere near hospitals now. So whether people and society are consciously aware that they have done this paradigm shift to actually be more responsible for their health, they may not be consciously aware, but in the studies that I've been doing and the research that I've been doing, that's what I'm coming up with, that I think truly people are ready to take responsibility for their health. And you need to know who you are from a health point of view. You need to know if you take a certain medication or even eating. You know, my son was just here visiting me last week, and he's now got a gluten allergy, which he never had. He's now in his 30s. So, you know, he needs to know, he knows exactly what he can eat and what he can't eat. So trying to trying to eat healthier has helped us do that. Mm-hmm. And also to know whether or not, just because your doctor says you should take your cholesterol is high, so you should take the statin. Well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. You know, what does the statin do? We need, and you know, we can do that now. We've got Mr. Google, and we've got things that we can actually do some education around, wondering, okay, well, what would be the side effect for me? So we need to be more conscientious. And you know, doctors are fabulous. I'll never say anything, you know, about the Western, what I call Western allopathic medicine, because if I'm in a car accident, I want that ambulance to be there. But also there's a place for allopathic medicine. And I believe there's more of a place for holistic medicine, holistic wellness.
And, you know, I obviously I'm a big champion of your message as well. I think we are in a time and a place where we get to stand and be proactive. And I am an avid belief that we are blessed in this day and age to have access to all types of support, health, reactive, proactive, whatever that is. And, you know, always listeners, we invite you to step into whatever feels best for you. And, you know, I love, Permilia, that you bring these thoughts to the forefront, because it's important for us to start questioning, for us to start trusting and discerning for ourselves what suits us. I cannot thank you enough for being on the show today. And, you know, you guys, you're so lucky. Those of you that are listening, you'll find this in the show notes. Permilia is offering you a free 20-minute information session. And for the month of November 2021, two body code sessions for the price of one. And that's, I'm assuming Canadian, it's $99.75. Is it correct that it's Canadian funds?
It is Canadian. I do have a transfer. I can take money through PayPal, which.
Yeah. So you can.
And there's another one that I use that adjusts.
Yeah. So don't worry where you're listening from. She can take care of you. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much, Permilia, for being here. It has been wonderful to share this time with you. And I know the listeners got a lot of incredible value and some new insights and knowledge around vibrational healing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And listeners, thank you so much for being here. I say this every episode, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. This show would not exist without you, your passion, and your insights into wanting to learn more about your wellness. Don't forget, if you're excited to learning about different holistic practitioners and modalities, to visit Your Holistic Earth. It is a community filled with health providers that are willing and open to help you, support you on your proactive journey. We are so excited to ignite the wellness warrior in you. So thank you all so much, and we look forward to seeing you at another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know, because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.